This is Live at Five with Glenn Curry.
What do you think this is, the army where you shoot them a mile away? You gotta get up close like this. Then a bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
Which will I think?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Sherman? Forget it, he's rolling.
Learn it, know it, live it.
Are you running a business or a charity war?
Leave the guns. Take the cannolis.
Yankee
Swim! Pull over! No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
Are you a pothead, Falcon?
Live at five.
Yeah, we're live here. It's 13 minutes on. It's a little late start today on the Live at Five show with your so-called host here on AM 1240. And we have an in-studio guest, folks. Last minute, but those are the best types. And I'm going to be introducing you to him in a little bit. It's a Thursday, so we get a little carried away here. But get bear in mind also that Jim Levin is not in the building yet either. Not that that matters, but sometimes or other when he's not, and you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play, and that's exactly what we're going to plan on doing today. The phone lines are always open, 755-1240. Give me a shout and tell me what's on your mind, and we can share it with our friend in studio now. And, of course, we talk about anything that's worth talking about, even if it's not worth talking about. You know, the Live at Five show, we've been doing this a long time. Now, without further delay, we just want to introduce everybody to the AM 1240 studio. For the first time, you've performed in many places locally and in Alex Bay. I was going to have like a little trivia, like what's my line, but let's skip to the chase here. We have Mr. J.P. Shaggy himself in the studio.
What up, guys? What up? What are you guys doing? Hey, Glenn, thanks for having me in, bro.
No problem. Actually, it's because of technical difficulties which brought you in here today, but this is great because I thought this would be a good way to talk about what you do and the upcoming events that you're going to be doing up there at the Pewter Mug on State Street for the 3-year anniversary.
I'm telling you what, but I want to, Glenn, I like the idea of telling what just happened. You had some technical, I like to watch Glenn sweat a little bit, guys. Oh. So Glenn's we're at the bar trying to record the radio, the spot and everything.
Yeah.
And the computer's not working. Nothing. And I'm talking louder than him and I'm across the room.
Yeah.
Having a drink and Glenn starts getting a little flustered. He's like, man, I have a show to do. JP, guess what? You're a guest today.
You're a guest today, right?
Here we are, man.
So let me ask, I just found out you're from Oswego, is that correct?
I went to college in Oswego. I'm actually from a small little town.
Where?
Called Loudville, New York.
Loudville, New York, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My wife's from Loudville. I mentioned Krogan because she lived there with her ex-husband and so forth. That didn't work out. That's why we're together. But nonetheless, I love Loudville. There's a marketing campaign right there. And then you went to Oswego State, and you graduated there.
Yeah, I actually hopped around a little bit. I actually went to Crane School of Music for a year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I decided the rock and roll music, I like that better.
Crane School, singer, you know, musician, what's the deal?
I was a singer and a piano player.
Well,
and
yeah.
Then I realized piano, playing guitar is better than singing, so I moved on, and I went to Oswego, finished up. And here we are. I heard you went to Oswego. We just talked about that, man.
Yep, a little earlier than you did, but I just visited there this past weekend, and I noticed that they have the beautiful facility there, the new gymnasium. Well, I don't know if it's a new gymnasium, but the arena there, right next to the Student Union. Plus, where I was the first year, at least, up at Riggs Hall, they changed all those dormitories. They look like Ivy League now. They look very sharp.
Well, they do look nice, but, Glenn, I'm sure you'll agree with me, dude. When the rubber hits the road, man, you still have to walk to class.
That's right.
And
it is
windy up there on Lake Ontario.
Now,
man.
Dispel the rumor that there's ropes between buildings. There are no ropes between buildings. Is that correct?
You know what? If they're doing construction, I imagine there are ropes between buildings. But, man, I've graduated about 5 years ago. So I only go back there, you know, for an after-hours party.
My day, I don't know about you. Let's see. You were there for 6-7 years, like you said. Right where the McDonald's is was the most famous bar called Buckland's. And that place has since been torn down and replaced by McDonald's. It sounds like a Kink song.
And I hate to tell you this, dude, but for my 21st birthday, I spent that at Buckland's.
So it was still open. So it wasn't that long ago.
No, it was a while ago. I'm over 30 now, bro.
Gotcha. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So Loudville to Oswego, and then again, and I don't mean to do this.
Loudville to Rochester.
To Rochester.
To Potsdam. But to Oswego. And then after all that work, now I'm a touring musician.
You're a touring musician, but you're, I got to tell you, you're on top of that. You're not just a musician. You're a funny musician. You get the crowd going. You get, you know, not for nothing. I don't want to compare you to anyone else, but the closest thing I can think of is, you know, a Dr. Dirty type of
program. You know what? And that's true, Glenn. And you have me shaking in my boots right now. I am trying so hard to be good.
I know,
keep my game
I know.
Tight.
I'm sorry about that.
And as soon as the mic goes off, guys, I don't know if you guys know that out in radio world, but Glenn is a funny guy himself, and he says things that we can't talk about on the air, but it's awesome.
But in other words, you use your musical talents and your vocal ability to get everybody involved, including the girls. You do some crazy stuff on that stage.
You know, I got tired of singing Sweet Home Alabama
the right way
about 5 years ago.
Right.
So all of a sudden the creative juices kick in, and you decide, what am I going to do with this? And then you start throwing a few words in.
Right.
And all of a sudden it gets funny. And sometimes I say things that we all think that we are not supposed to say.
Right.
And that's how we roll now. And it's funny, and lots of people laugh. Once in a while I'll get myself a little bit of hot water. But usually I'm joking around and people know what's going on. It's not like you go up to somebody's girlfriend and say that. In confidence.
So it's like, you got big boobies there, girl.
Oh, my God, Glenn. See, now you're starting it. I don't know what to do now.
But you mentioned, I mean, you know, okay, the shows that you got coming up for Pewter Mug, you've been there at least twice, if I'm not mistaken.
I've been there a couple years in a row now since they reopened.
Right,
so,
right.
And Jen is awesome, man. You know Jen.
Yeah,
too,
I know Jen Hartz very well, along with her brother Rob and the whole family, the Hartz family. The place has gone through some ownership over the years, but Jen has taken it over. Within, like you said, the last 3 years, and has made a real good run of it. She advertises, she markets the place. It's your neighborhood place. Nice things going on there. It's not a club. It's a neighborhood bar, but
it's a smaller bar. I actually have to tuck in the back corner, kind of.
Right,
so
right. Like, you know, like Al Capone eating for lunch, or
she brings me in for the big shows or the crazy shows or where they're doing something different, like their anniversary party or their Christmas party.
And you've done shows recently up in Alex Bay. It's at your friend's place, everyone's friend Critter at Skiff's.
Yeah, we play at Skiff's all the time. But.
So you mentioned, I got to ask you, because you go out there.
Oh,
you know,
speaking of that, there's another friend of mine up there, Johnny Truesdale. I want to say hey to abay.com. What's up, Johnny Truesdale and abay.com?
We love abay.com. We love newsjunkie.com, and newsjunkie loves abay.com. So we're all one big happy triangle, Siosoles triangle here, family here.
Hey, Glenn, I've been on News Junkie.
Have you?
Believe it or not, yeah. There was it was earlier this year, I was with Johnny Truesdale, the owner of abay.com, and he shoots little videos for what's going on in the area.
Right.
And it actually got picked up by News Junkie. We were out on the near the Thousand Islands Bridge, and they had this big camper. You know, the Canadians come across up and across the border with the campers for the wintertime up to Florida. And one of the campers had tipped over, and the bridge is swinging back. I mean, it's windy out, so the bridge has a little give to it.
I remember this. Yeah, sure.
So I'm under. So Johnny Truesdale and I, my buddy, we get up there. We go near the bottom of the bridge, get as close as we can. I put my hair down. My hair's blowing in the wind. It's blowing like 50 miles an hour.
Right.
And I'm like, this is JP Shaggy for abay.com weather. And I did a little weatherman spot. And then before you know it, News Junkie picked it up.
Uh-huh.
And here we are, dude. So I've actually, my girlfriend's mother wanted me to become a weatherman after this, some kind of rocking weatherman.
So in other words, there was a trailer up on the bridge that was, and you used that as a backdrop to do the weather?
The wind had flipped it over.
Yeah.
So we were trying to do like a little breaking news spotlight kind of thing.
Sure.
And next thing you know, News Junkie picked it up, and now somebody wants me to be the rocking weatherman, which I had to pass on.
Yeah, it's better than Al Roker, I can tell you that much. Now, interesting. You've been doing this. You're a musician. You've been in bands before. You got your buddy here with the nose ring and so forth. You guys,
the drummer Justin. He's a metal drummer, and I play acoustic guitar and I sing.
Right.
So you know, it's kind of difficult. I named myself JP Shaggy.
Yeah. Why JP Shaggy?
Well, I don't know. It was 10 years ago. I was just starting out, and my beard was a little shaggy. And then next thing you know, I named myself JP Shaggy, and then the rapper comes out. Next thing you know, everybody thinks I'm a rapper.
So, in other words, when people go to some place in Oswego, they think they're going to get a rap show, and then you show up.
So I'm like, this is not the Hibbity Hop show, guys.
Right.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Right. You could say I'm his his stepchild or somebody or something to that degree. But it is a very sharp difference between a rapper and your act. However, I like to know that you go out as a talented musician and you kind of make a parody of it. Is that correct? Like you mentioned before, Sweet Home Alabama. Let me take a guess. Sweet Bone Alabama or Sweet... I won't get into it, but you know...
Glenn, yeah. You push my button.
Oh, I know.
You're doing
I'm amazing.
This on purpose.
Right, yeah.
You don't even see him smiling at
I
me.
Told
crazy
J- I told JP, I said, listen, we got to be careful. You know, FCC rules and regulations. Now I'm leading him to the pond here. Like, you know, the Garden of Eden here.
I don't know if you guys have ever been in the studio, but there's this piece of wood. It's a 2x4 and this big bolt in right. front of it. And it says, don't screw it up. And I keep staring at it. And then Glenn says, boner to me.
No, bone.
Bone. But
hey now. Actually, you know what? That was something that I had received from a loyal listener some time ago. I did screw up, and I was taken off the air for screwing up. So that's why that's
I
there.
Apologize.
No, that was my own fault.
I'm misquoting you,
no,
sir.
No, that was my own fault back in the day. But now we're a little more responsible. But we love shaking things up here because you know when someone said, "Hey, you're going to have a talk show. What are you going to talk about? You're going to talk about streetlights and community affairs and spaghetti dinners." Said, well, you know, if necessary, I want to add a little flair to the thing. Just like you, I don't want to just sit there and sing, the Allman Brothers, just like a cover band, because I'm certain you can do that. You wanted to bring something to the table, and you've done that ever since.
You know, it's nice to do something a little different. You know, I've actually had times where people have come up to me and said, thank you for ruining my favorite cover song.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because
and I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Do I really have to sing all the words to Brown Eyed Girl exactly?
Right.
Right. Or can I say something about, you know, I'll find someone in the crowd and say something about maybe their girlfriend or their boyfriend or
right.
say something or
right.
maybe even get them to kiss each other. Maybe it's their anniversary or something.
Right.
Why not get them on stage and make them embarrassed a little bit
right.
and have a good time and they'll remember it forever.
Right,
and
right.
that's why I decided to try to do something different. And that's what we do.
Now, okay, so you go out there, and again, we're not saying it's an X-rated show, but certainly not PG-13 by any means. But that's neither here nor there, because it's in a club, it's either in a place like Pewter Mug or somewhere else up in Alex Bay. So it is a show for adults.
I try to tailor it to the crowd a little bit, you know, depending who's there. If it's a 50th birthday party, you know, I play like 500 or 600 cover songs. I can't remember all of them. Sometimes I have to look in a book.
Yeah.
But, you know, the idea is try to play to the crowd that you're with, make everybody happy. And I'm
right.
there to have a good time, too.
Right.
It's not like I'm there, you know, everybody else gets all serious about being a performer. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to have a good time, too. And I'm going to have a drink with you, and
right.
that's what I like to do.
That is your trademark, and that is, who's drinking with me?
Who's drinking with me?
Exactly, and that's what we're going to be doing on a commercial after this because of our technical snafu on my laptop at the Pewter Mug earlier this afternoon. But you're here, and this is great because now... Jay Leno has a show on in prime time at 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Have you seen it at all, JP?
I do. I'd love to ask you your opinion about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, it's awful, but here's the thing. He uses a guy at least once a week. He had him on, if not last night, the night before. I think it was last night. There's a guy where he kind of, I think it's all staged anyway, but he's a comedian, and he makes up words as he goes along. He might sing to a melody, and then he makes the words up as he goes along. He might sing. So it's somewhat similar to you, but JP, I got to tell you, the guy is horrible. I mean, the act goes on for 6-7 minutes. And as you know, on any show, that goes on, that's too long for any bit. And if it's bad from the beginning, middle, and end, that seems like 30 minutes out of a one-hour show.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
A song goes 3 minutes,
right.
you know, on the radio, so... You try to take something more than 3 or 4 minutes, and all of a sudden you're playing a Freebird.
Well, yeah. See, the thing is, okay, it's primetime TV. The bits are too long, but in order for him to be funny, to make things up, you really got to be in a club. You got to have a couple of drinks in you, and you got to use a couple of four-letter words every now and then to make it effect. That's my opinion, of course.
And that's why you love me.
Yeah,
so much,
exactly. That's why the Jay Leno Show more than likely won't make it past December, January when it's all over with. Because right now the ratings leading into local news at 11 o'clock have plummeted as a result of his poor ratings leading up to it.
Well, I'd like to say that this seems to be a very fortunate set of events for me for your computer to, number one,
yeah.
have not worked at the bar.
Right, yeah.
And from there, for
yeah.
us to have come here
yeah.
to me get a spot on the show to talk about Jay Leno so that you can now
yeah.
call Jay Leno for me, Glenn.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
make sure that you can save his show
right.
by sending me to his show. I appreciate it.
By the way, this is being recorded. It on the internet, so you can listen to this at the convenience of your own home, too, so you can hear everything that we're talking about today. I'll give you those instructions. You mentioned earlier, yeah, and I got to ask you this, because you're not married, are you?
The funny thing is
yeah.
when Glenn gets serious,
yeah.
he gets this low voice.
Right.
Sorry for what's coming up next.
Right. You battled with herpes recently. Can you explain that for any
chance? Glenn, that's not true. That's ridiculous. I might have mentioned the clap, but the clap at home, the clap on, clap off, you know.
Yeah,
but
I had it for, I went to a Catholic school. I had cystic gonorrhea for a couple of years at least.
I can't believe we're talking about this. This is what I do for a job, and you're freaking me out.
Well, now awesome, again, we push the envelope to where no one really knows, maybe into the next inbox. But here's the thing. You get out there. And I, for instance, I went to a Second City television show up in Toronto maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and we were sitting there with a couple out of, from Texas. Now, this is Second City television. You know, there's some maybe politically incorrect things that you might say here and there. The people had no idea what they were walking into. They left in the middle of the show. They thought it was just too much. They were making fun of America. They were making, you know, snaps at George Bush. So they picked up and left. Have you ever seen a situation where you're in a bar and someone's looking at you, they have no idea what your act's all about, and you've offended them? Has that ever happened to you?
Every single day.
Really? Really?
Well,
you know, computer mom?
You know, the show's different, and I think, you know, I grew up in a kind of a strict religious household, first of all.
Are you Mennonite by any chance?
No, but close. You might as well be close enough.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, Laval, New York kid.
Yeah.
And I learned how to sing in church, man.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have some that little bottled up aggression or whatever you'd like to call it.
Sure.
And I've been an instigator my whole life, dude. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you see these people come in, and everybody, the people that know me love it.
Yeah.
Because I've already picked on them before. People will come in, and I'll make a joke. They know what's going to happen.
Right.
So they love it when they see new people come in because they know what's about to happen
next.
Right. Because, and they all will watch because they know in the next few minutes I'm going to say something.
Right.
And they wait. And then the people that are new, they either love it or they hate it or they have another drink. And either way, I got 2 out of 3 out of that, and that makes the bar successful.
Does it ever turn into a problem, though? Is there, obviously security and the people in any given bar, not to bring up a negative and whatnot, but you might shock people in the wrong way.
I do, and it's very controversial sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that I get away with it a lot. I think I've only had 2 or 3 or 4 skerfuffles.
Okay.
You know, between here and Sodus Point or Buffalo or Rochester.
Right.
And I think that there's a difference when you have a mic like you do.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And, you know, you're saying something, they kind of understand, well, at 2 o'clock in the morning, he's going somewhere else.
Right.
You know, he's not coming home with my girlfriend.
Right.
So, I mean, if he appreciated
her, maybe you are going home with the girlfriend.
You know, and maybe I get away with things like that,
being
appreciative of someone else's fortune.
Right. Now, does it surprise you that some of the girls that really get into your act are not what the girls that you might expect to get into your act?
You know, it's surprising because I make a lot of girl jokes, and I try to be, I'd say I leave the toilet seat up.
Yeah,
where did we ever decide that we had to leave the toilet seat down? Who said that down is the right way?
Right.
You know, I think at the very least we should leave it up 50% of the time and down. I mean, I'm all for equality. Let's leave it up half the time and down half the time. And even that, I'll get, you know, the eye rolls from the girls and stuff. And those are some of the kind of jokes that I say sometimes. And but the girls still love it because, you know what, I think the main reason is, right after a joke like that, I'll launch into an old school Journey song.
Right.
Something that they love, you know?
Right. So Don't Stop Believing, number one song
these
days?
You know what? They love it forever, I have to tell you, dude.
Yeah.
That's one of the classics.
So I got to make a comparison here, if you don't mind. The best basketball players in the world, arguably, over the years, have been the members of the Harlem Globetrotters. Let me explain. A lot of them over the years have either come from the NBA or Division I basketball and are incredible athletes, but they do it for entertainment purposes. You went to this Crane School of Music, and you are probably an accomplished musician.
I mean, with the childhood growing up at church with the piano.
Right,
that's
right.
What was my instruments were piano and voice.
So, yeah, and now you're adding comedy to it. So that's why I make the comparison. You're a great musician. And you add all these other dimensions to it, and that makes you stand out. So you really you are Metal Lark Lemon here. You have talent, and you have the ability to persuade people by your musical ability, and on top of that, your comedic performances. Am I
ladies
blowing
and gentlemen,
enough
for the
air
first,
up your butt or
for
what?
The first time in my life, I've been compared to Metal Lark Lemon, and that's where you hear it. Man, you heard it here first with Glenn, baby. It's craziness. You know what? I was actually, man, I like to go off on tangents, and that's what I do at the show.
I'm tangent man.
Now that you talked about, you know, I appreciate the compliment, and I really like it. And, you know, I tell everybody, you have to be confident without being too cocky, but, you know, every day you've got somebody coming up saying, don't quit your day job.
Right,
don't do that. And you have to just have that internal struggle that makes you want to go out and do it and get it done.
Right.
And no matter what anybody says, or that's too loud or it's too quiet, or do this or do that.
Right.
And so, You learn to have a thick skin, and I love it. But Meadowlark Lemon, that's awesome. Dude, I have to tell you, I'm in my 30s now, and man, I watched the Globetrotters the other night. I don't think, or it was like this week they were in Syracuse because I live in Syracuse.
I didn't know that. Central. Wow, isn't that interesting?
I don't think Meadowlark is.
No, he's not there anymore.
Yeah, man.
No, I whenever I refer.
I don't even know him anymore. You know, you brought it up, and that's the first thing. I can remember the whistle and Meadowlark
and the bald guy, Curly.
Of course.
Curly was the guy who kind of came in the second half and took over for Meadowlark. But Meadowlark was the best because he was the guy at the top of the key. Hey-o! You know, handed the ball over to one guy or the other. And then he went on to do the another team instead. I don't know. There was a coup d'etat amongst the Harlem Globetrotters back in the 80s for some reason.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, yeah. And he's still alive. The guy, it was just very, oh my God, he was my favorite guy. You know, because he was on Saturdays. They were always the first episode of Worldwide of Sports for the first season back in the 70s. They would always start off, typically, the Harlem Globetrotters in China, or Tokyo, or the Madison Square Garden. Always the same act. The confetti that you thought was water, and the big fat referee who gets his pants taken down. He's wearing boxer shorts with hearts on them and so forth. But anyway, you always knew it was going to be good. And at the same time, when they played real basketball, like they do each and every year, they still do this, they will play the championship men's division basketball championship team from the previous year, and they haven't lost yet. That's how good these guys are.
That's how far behind I am.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
You're a wealth of facts.
Well, I
about
didn't really know that
Globe
until SU won in 03, and then the next year they played an exhibition, and they got their ass kicked. Yeah, because these guys are really good.
I think an offshoot of that, though, to go further on the tangent, is this the new N1 basketball, you know, like the kind of the street ball that they're playing.
Oh, the N1 swine flu basketball teams? Yeah. Yeah. No,
but I think that's a derivative of the old Globetrotters. You know, they do a lot more tricks out on the street than you could do on a professional game.
Right.
I like to watch. They have that on one of the ESPN channels, ESPN 40 billion.
Somewhere like one of 18,000 ESPN stations. You're absolutely right. JP Shaggy here, 755-1240. Typically, JP, we talk about anything that's going on in the world. We have a congressional race that no one seems to know anything about because all these guys want to do, instead of debate each other in front of people at a nice forum, they're just going to decide on letting Madison Avenue do their 30-second drops every 10 minutes on Channel 7 or cable TV. So that's what's getting me upset and other people upset as well. The other stories around town is really not much going on. Not many scandals. We haven't had a murder in a long time, so that's good news for Watertown. So this is good. So we're gonna come back. We're gonna go do a break right now. But when we come back, we're gonna talk more about what you're doing at the Pewter Mug. And let me ask you this: you don't have an instrument on you, but do you think I'm gonna put you on the spot? You think you can sing a song for us today?
You know, I have a guitar in the truck.
Oh, this is even better.
I don't know. Whoa, man, you're scaring me today, buddy.
We might have to have your assistant, and then we can get your assistant, because I don't have a mic stand in front of me. We could find one. But if you could do that, that'd be a treat.
You know what? It's going to happen.
All right, there you go. I love it. Now, let's get into a break and hear from our friends from the FX Caprera Car Companies, First Class Auto Glass, Quick Med, and also our friends at PBS. We'll be back.
Attention, hunters. The leaves are changing, and so are our prices. Come check out our fall inventory at Caprera Brothers Honda. Camo is back.
Back, back.
From camo ATVs and covers to gun racks and two-up seats. Caprera Brothers Honda, out of Washington Street, Watertown, 782-3111.
You know, there's several key items you should have in your car's glove compartment. Your registration, proof of insurance, a flashlight, and the phone number to First Class Auto Glass, Rice's Road, Watertown. 788-2570. 788-2570. Put it in your cell phone as well, because when you need it most, it will be available to you when the time arrives. Let's say a tree limb falls on your back windshield. It'll be there. Or your side view mirror was detached during a storm. You'll have it ready. Hey, you're going to need it when your neighbor's kid runs into your side window playing football. Here it is again. 788-2570 for First Class Auto Glass. Always installing glass with class. And the North Country's leading auto glass installer for all makes and models. Domestic and imports. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they do it. We're talking number one in our region for glass installation. Here's three reasons. Chris, Chad, and Skeeter. Plus, all your insurance is handled at their Rice's Road location. They'll install it on the road, too, in a controlled temperature environment to guarantee safety. Remember, your glove compartment and cell phone have enough room for one phone number. 788-2570. 788-2570 for First Class Auto Glass. Installing glass with class in the North Country. On Route 232, just up the block from the clock.
With their state-of-the-art electronic medical record system, QuickMed Urgent Care is now even quicker than ever. At QuickMed, they know you have little time for yourself or your family when you need medical attention for colds, flus, bronchitis, and bladder infections. So it's good to know their state-of-the-art EMR EMR digital tablets can expedite your visit with accuracy and efficiency. Here's how EMR tablets work. While you're being examined by either a registered nurse or physician's assistant, your medical records are entered directly into their EMR digital data medical tablets so they can be shared or forwarded to your primary doctor or pharmacy immediately. When you're in urgent need for medical attention for cuts, minor burns, and bruises, QuickMed's new EMR system, along with a staff of medical professionals, will get you back on your feet in no time at all. QuickMed is your answer, too, for sporting injuries and IV infusion therapy allergy shots. They accept most insurances as well. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call them up at 785-7009. That's 785-7009. QuickMed, EMR ready, directly across the street from Samaritan. Open 7 days a week from 10 till 10.
WPBS-TV's Folklore and Frost Tours offers three different tours on multiple dates in October. Each tour includes deluxe motor coach transportation. Join WPBS-TV as we venture into St. Lawrence County's Big County and beyond. Screamers Hollow at Sterling's Renaissance Grounds or the Haunted Walk of Kingston and Fort Fright. If you're feeling really brave, discounts are available for booking all three. Group rates are available. Don't sit home this October. Log on to WPBSTV.org for information and registration.
Hey, this is Billy Caprero. Looking to advertise your next fundraiser or charitable organization? Give us a call at FX Credit Card Companies. We're able to help. We would like to feature your charity or fundraiser on one of our spots. Call 788-7400. We'd be happy to help you out. Just call 788-7400.
Yeah, you heard the man. That's Billy himself. Wow, what other dealership would actually offer their time for your time? Give Billy a call at 788-7400. QuickMed, open across from the new... By the way, I want to clarify things with respect, of course, to the hospital. The new and improved Samaritan Hospital, contrary to what this so-called host said the other day, does have new physicians and doctors, 27 of which. I was given that data today from the president of all hospitals, Mr. David Mance. But getting back to QuickMed, across the street in the medical community, open 7 days a week, urgent care for everyone in the family. Open 10 to 10, 7 days a week. Most insurances are handled. All the nurses and physicians' assistants that you know and trust. QuickMed, right across from the hospital, Washington Street. Can't breathe. Sorry. All right, now, today we have a very, very funny and interesting guest. And for the first time in a long time, maybe the first time ever, we're going to have a performance done by J.P. Shaggy. J.P. Shaggy, of course, as he noted earlier, had gone to the Crane. What is the official word? Crane?
Well, I went for a year. I didn't quite fit in there. I was also a hockey player, so they were confused about where I fit in exactly.
Where are they? Right in New York, Crane? Where are they located?
Potsdam.
I know a lot of stuff.
Up there, yeah. Up north.
So, you know, you didn't fit in there. Why? Because, you know, the long hair. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, they had to have a lot of other people like you. I mean, you're a musician.
You know, I think... I was still primarily a piano player then, and I think that was the first year that I started learning Journey.
Uh-huh.
I started to learn, like, the rock and roll music.
Yeah.
And I was
in
one of the practice rooms wailing away trying to learn it and try to sing it. It's hard to get up there to hit those high notes.
Yeah.
And I had a couple people walk by and then knock on the door and say, "We're trying to practice real music here. Could you stop that?"
Yeah, yeah. That's when you realize,
that I knew that it was time, man.
Oh, wow. Who is your favorite pianist, other than Harvey Keitel? And I know, I'm not putting in
the Well, you only have, like, two choices, man.
Billy Joel and Elton John.
That's it, bro. You knew where we were. Yep, you knew exactly where I was going with
that. Is it
man.
True, though? Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, one of the greatest...
my God, dude. Welcome to the show.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Yeah. Liberace said that the guy from ELP, whoever it was, of the ELP, I don't know which one it was. I think it was Palmer, who was the
Keith Emerson?
Yep. 755-1240. Give me the answer to that. Who's the keyboard guy, dude? That guy right there, Lance Hale, would know, or Oz, for that matter. Hi, you're in the Live at Five show. Can I help you?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on? Duffman.
Not much. I was just going to ask your buddy there if he knew. Jim Cummings there, the A-Bay Circus guy.
A-Bay Circus, Jim Cummings?
You know, I know a lot of people by their faces, but usually I'm playing a show. It's not like I don't learn a lot of people's names, but I know all the regulars up there. I definitely know all the locals, all the local pirates and people that do things like that.
Plus, with a guy with a name like that, you can play on that forever, but that's neither here nor there. Why do you bring up Mr. Cummings' name?
Well, no, he's got a website up there in the Bay. It's called A-Bay Circus. I just thought he might know him.
Oh, interesting.
You know what? No, I know the guy that runs abay.com, Johnny Truesdale. That's the guy that I know.
Right.
And I didn't I've never even checked out the other one. I'll have to take a look at that.
Huh. Have you ever seen J.P. Shaggy perform in person there, Duff Man?
I see him in a video once.
Uh-oh.
On a flotilla of boats.
Yeah.
With some very attractive girls and babies.
Oh, what, during Pirates Week or something?
What was it, last summer or summer before
Jim, you're actually absolutely right. I play about 3 or 4 or 5 shows on the water.
Nice.
And
nice.
Up in Alexandria Bay, we do one on Pitcairn Island, right off the island. We like to, the show basically consists of, I play on a boat with a generator in waist deep water.
Wow.
And people will bring their grills, you know, they'll put the boats side by side, they'll have 100, 200 boats.
Holy
and,
mackerel.
And it's just a big gathering, and you know what? I love boat people. Boat people usually, they're really good about bringing in.
Yeah.
If they bring it in, they take it out, and you can go from a boat, and if you had run out of a beer, they'll give you a beer. You know, they're really good people up there about doing things like that. And that's one of the, I think what Jim's talking about is one of those shows out there in waist-deep water with me standing on a big barge. On a thanks, Smitty, up there in A-Bay for that barge and the generator.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. I do that 4 or 5 different places. I do one up in Sandy Pond, and I do a few in Syracuse up there in Oneida Lake for the pickers.
Who organizes something like that? Who hires you for that?
You know, I think there's insurance, I mean, for like insurance or liability reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no real organizers. It usually is a group of people that get together.
Yeah.
And then we'll pass a hat for me, pretty much, or what something like that.
Yeah.
And we just kind of make a date. Where
how many hats in the summer? But they somehow they get someone's
you know,
bikini
buddy,
top.
When I'm playing out there on the water and I need a few bucks, definitely we can find a
hat.
They
can find it because
the best people to carry that hat are a few girls in those bikinis. That seems to work out.
Things get carried away there, but you know.
Well, you know what? This last year at Syracuse on Oneida Lake, they had a big 100-man brawl. I was actually gone, and most of the boat people were already packed up and gone, but you could actually get to this place by land, too.
Yeah.
There were a whole bunch of people that walked out that got too drunk and then had to get back to their cars, and they had a big skerfuffle. It was all in the news. Not
100-man brawl?
Well, you know how radio broadcasters blow things out of proportion.
Right. The Million Man March. Yeah. There's 200,000 people there, all that stuff.
So I'm sure it was, I wasn't there. I was already gone. You know, once the sun starts to set or it's 5 o'clock on the water, you want to get off the water or get off the river up in A-Bay like Jim's talking about.
Right. Duff Man. That's okay. He's talking about Jim. Here's the thing. I love boat people too. They make great house servants, but that's another house.
OMG, BFF. What does that mean?
Let me take care of you. All right. That's right. Duff Man, do you have anything else to declare for our guest, JP?
I know that Crane just got a bunch of new Steinways. Spent like a couple million on new Steinways, and I'm just curious how long he went there.
How long? Yeah, 1 year.
Spent a year. You know what? I think that I'm not sure, and I don't want to be too political or rock somebody's boat. Well, wait, I guess I'm in the right place for that.
Yeah, you're in the
and
right
I'm
place.
I'm really not
for
worried
that.
About it.
Yeah.
But I think I had heard a fact, which I wouldn't want to throw out there too much, which I am right now, which is I think about half of the people that go to Crane for the first year don't go after the first year. Either it's too difficult or they change their major.
Right.
Or you have Potsdam Clarkson and Canton right over there. You could change your major and do something else too.
Sure.
So I think it's only 50%. And you know what? Tough guy, tough man.
Yeah.
I became one of those statistics.
Yeah.
And 10 years later, now I'm a touring musician.
Now you're a touring musician, probably doing a heck of a lot better than a lot of other people. I never knew that Crane, that the school was located in Potsdam. I was just there yesterday. I had no idea. Where is it?
It's SUNY Potsdam, dude. It's part of SUNY Potsdam.
Of SUNY Potsdam. Yep. Okay, that's on the. Yep, I did pass there a couple weeks back. Duff Man, thank you very much for your call, my friend.
All right, have fun, boy.
You too. Well, that's our one call today, and maybe we'll get others. 755-1240. But now, as a rare treat, I don't know who you want.
I'm not ready yet. I got a tune, so we'll have to do
okay,
a
break right.
when you get a second, bro.
Can do that. We can actually do that.
Glenn's gonna get me up here, and we're gonna play a song. I have my guitar out. I'm actually sitting there looking at it.
Yeah.
And, but I want to tune it up and.
No, that's perfectly all right. You said you come from a religious family. What do you have? Your parents ever sat in without you knowing it that they were in the crowd? And you know your mother shows up dressed in a disguise. All of a sudden, you start making fun of her, and you don't realize that touching something I shouldn't be going to?
What are you are you suggesting that my mother showed up like with a beard?
No,
looking like Abraham Lincoln and hiding up in the crowd.
I'm wondering if it was well received by your parents.
You're a very smart and it's a pithy question.
Yeah.
And actually, at first they hated it, man. They hated it.
Uh-huh.
They could not stand it, and. They wouldn't come out to the show. There were a few years, and And then my dad was actually a musician. I had my first piano lesson at my house with my family when I was four.
Uh-huh.
And so eventually they slowly came around. And, of course, they came to a show, and I think I played a show in Henderson Harbor.
Okay.
Oh, five or 6 years ago.
At Rydolph's, by any chance?
No, it was the one right next to it, the hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
It closed down, and then I think they reopened
right
now.
Bill Safe owns it now. It's
Is that that's the guy that does the fishing show?
Yeah, yeah, right. The guy talks to the side of his gills. I mean, mouth.
I never met that dude.
I've
watched a fishing show before, but it was on a Sunday afternoon, and I was trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But I was playing a show up there, and I actually got my father to come out, and I played a set of oldies.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, 5 or 10 oldie songs, and right. He actually got up and played bass guitar with me.
Did he? Your father's a musician.
Yeah, my father was a musician from way back.
Yeah.
And he actually gave me my first bass, like a guitar rig to play a piano through.
Yeah.
And it said J.B. Shaggy and Dad up there in Henderson Harbor one day.
Oh.
And that was one of my proudest moments.
Oh.
But to get back to the question, I play up in Pine Tree and all over that way. I play up in Brandingham Lake, New York, which is on the other side of Lowville, headed towards Rome. And I play up there, and my mom will sneak up, and she'll come in, and I can't miss her. You know, I'm really good at reading the crowd. That's what I do. I read the crowd, see what's going on,
right. See
who's with who, or who seems to be annoyed with who, and then I bring something up in the middle of a song. That's what I do. But so I see when my mom came walking in, and I totally mind my P's and Q's. It's just like being on
so
the
you
radio
did,
with you,
you
man.
I got you. You did, I guess you could say, kind of like dropped a note or two, so to speak.
Yeah, I dropped it like it's hot, buddy.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I was
You went for the gusto.
No, I was gentle. And you know what? My mom knows when it's time to go after a few shots of Jack.
Yeah.
And then I get a little frisky. She knows that it's time.
Yeah.
She probably won't want to hear the rest of what's about to happen.
And so she left, and then you went crazy, probably.
Well, and then we do the show. Sure. Some people think it's going crazy. Some people don't. And, you know, every show is different.
Hold up. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, my friend. Go ahead.
So,
then you answer the phone, and then you talk to your friends.
Well, yeah. I kind of worked that way. I'm sorry. Hold up, JP. I'm sorry. We got someone here.
All right. See how you are.
No, who's this?
Oh, come on.
It's Tomcat, if I'm not mistaken.
There you go. Get your tickets to the ball yet?
No, off the subject completely today. No, I didn't get the tickets to the ball. Why did you?
Oh yeah, actually this year we bumped it up and we're getting a half a table.
Are you really? Okay, so you're gonna come with your brother, the broadcaster?
No, a buddy of mine from Rochester is coming up with his wife and the four of us are gonna go have a good time.
Oh, okay.
That was a riot last year. It was the first time I ever went. Was last year.
Have you ever seen J.P. Shaggy before?
I'm aware of.
I'm always scared when you ask. I'm already scared when you ask.
I know. And then I was going to.
That call, he owes me money.
Oh, well, there you go. So
I'm not worried about the money owing as much as if I said your wife had a mustache one night at a show.
How do you know my wife?
I'm not seeing that. You know what? And that's how it starts. I don't even know who I'm talking to.
I know nothing.
Next thing you know, they're not going to the
there.
Station.
What's that?
I'm coming in.
No. We're not at the station. We're at a live remote somewhere in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, right.
No,
actually, we're at TNY today.
All right, so you are going to the ball.
Yeah, more than likely, yes. We'll probably be there. We wouldn't miss it, Tomcat.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll see you later.
All right, talk to you in a bit. I don't know if Tomcat's listening to the show today, but nonetheless, we got to do this. I'm going to step away for a break. I was interrupting your story. Did you have anything else to elaborate on?
You know what? The cool thing is...
Yeah.
Having a short memory means you can move on to the next story, and you don't have to be bored. I like to change channels like that when I play a song on the guitar. You know, we'll play Journey, and then we'll play some modern rock, and then we'll play a country song. I don't mind changing stories.
Have you ever made a TV appearance in your young career?
Dude, that's a story for after the break.
Okay.
I was on a reality show with a porn star.
Well, you really? No. You got to tell us right now. What are you talking about?
So there's a girl that grew up in Oswego that became a porn star, and she headed off to California and L.A., and it was a couple of years ago.
It sounds like a Charlie Daniels song. There was this girl, she got into porn, and
there
then
was
she
this girl.
Needed a hole to heal. Yeah.
So, anyways, she ended up marrying a guy out there. It's a really cool story. She ended up marrying a guy that was an inventor.
Okay.
And he invented something that goes on, like, the rims of a truck, you know, the shiny 20s and things like that.
Yeah, sure.
He made it so that there was a TV screen, like an LCD screen, right on the rim.
Yeah.
And you could, like, play commercials, like, for a car manufacturer.
Really?
Or you could actually text your rims, and your rims could say, hey, what's up, hot chicks, to the car that's going by beside you.
Wow.
And he's a multimillionaire from just doing that. Meanwhile, since then, I think they've gotten divorced.
But, what reality show was it?
Long story short, the show, we shot it,
yeah.
and it never went to air. We shot it in downtown Syracuse. We shot it. She owns a bar called Club Crystal in Oswego.
Really?
And eventually we shot it, and it was too grainy, and we needed more footage, and she got pregnant. But that's my shot at TV, man. I was kind of like the Jack Black kind of character.
Yeah, you kind of have that Jack Black.
Wait, since then I've lost 40 pounds, man. I've been working out, so I'm ready for my next TV spotlight.
Well,
that's my closest brush with TV, man, is a reality show pilot that never quite made it a few years ago with a porn star.
Was she pretty? I mean, was she nice?
She was, and, you know, thank God I could leave my clothes on, I have to tell you what.
Yeah, right,
I probably
right.
wouldn't have ever gotten that spot, man.
Yeah, so she was an attractive girl, married an inventor. Did she get any of his money, or is she just running a bar called Crystal?
I have no idea.
I want to know more about this girl from Oswego. Actually, you know, we have a very famous adult star here. Savannah Sampson's from Watertown here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to go visit that.
Yeah. And she's also got her selection of wine with her husband, and she's very successful, so successful, she's on Fox News and Friends every now and then. Amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She's a beautiful girl, too. All right, listen. You're going to be tuning up your guitar, and you're going to come back towards the end of our program today, and you're going to be performing one of your songs. We don't know what it is just yet, but right now we're going to slip into a break, and we'll be back after these messages. Don't go away with J.P. Shaggy here on the Live at 5 show.
Attention, yeah. Hunters. The leaves are changing, and so are our prices. Come check out our fall inventory at Caprera Brothers Honda. Camo is back. From camo ATVs and covers to gun racks and two-up seats. Caprera Brothers Honda, out of Washington Street, Watertown, 782-3111.
Who has all your wine answers? Chris Allen does, a vineyard connoisseur at Allen's Liquors and Wines. Okay, Chris, what is a dessert wine?
A dessert wine is a wine that is processed from grapes that are usually harvested in late harvest or after a freeze, like ice wines. There are wines that are much more heavier and sweeter in flavor that you'd want to drink smaller quantities of, as opposed to drinking regular table wines as a Chardonnay or Merlot.
What goes well with sorbet?
I would recommend a late harvest Sauvignon Blanc, is because the sorbet, generally being either lemon, lime, or raspberry, and you have a presence of the fruit flavor but not overbearing, that's exactly what you're going to want to marry up with the wine. And the residual sugar is there, but it's not overbearing. It's not too sweet and not too heavy.
Thank you, Chris Allen, the vineyard connoisseur.
Take the time to drink good wine. So next time, pop in to Allen's Liquors and Wines.
At her Allen's Liquor and Wine location right here on Route 342 of I-81.
Home to the original everyday discount price. Every day.
Do you live in an area where you've been told you're never going to get high-speed internet? Do you think you're doomed to a life of dial-up or slow DSL? Hi, folks. This is Kevin Fear, president of Universe Cellular and Dish, and nothing could be farther from the truth. We have a product called Wild Blue. It's high-speed internet by satellite. We've been selling this for over a year, and we've put hundreds in. And let me tell you, people are thrilled with it. You can finally get a high-speed connection no matter where you live with a clear view of the southwest sky. Want to know more? Call 1-888-DISH-DEAL. Let me repeat that. Call 1-888-DISH-DEAL and tell one of my representatives you want internet by satellite. Folks, it's time to get into the 21st century. We depend on the internet more and more, and you don't have to suffer with slow dial-up anymore. Call 1-888-DISH-DEAL, Universe Cellular and Dish, and get Wild Blue satellite internet.
Did you know that Direct Sub started in 1968 with five school teachers on the back of an old school bus, which is now called Fort Drum?
I really didn't know that, Dave.
They sold only one sub, our regular. For over 37 years, nothing has changed. It is made with hardened cooked salami, lunch meat, and chopped ham. It's like our mixed cold cut. The best part is they only sold it for 69 cents.
Does that mean the Ultimate Direct is going to have the whole regular sub for only 69 cents?
I don't think so, Pam. But we still have the same great sub available, made with your choice of fresh toppings, just waiting for you at Direct Subs.
Hey, this is Billy Capurro. Looking to advertise your next fundraiser or charitable organization? Give us a call at FX Credit Card Companies. We're able to help. We would like to feature your charity or fundraiser on one of our spots. Call 788-7400. We'd be happy to help you out. Just call 788-7400.
And we are back here with J.P. Shaggy. He's about to perform for the first time ever. I think one of the first times and only times that we've ever had a performer here and musician on the Live at 5 show. So he is going to get ready here. He's looking at his iPhone to check on either lyrics or just tempos. What are you looking at there,
you know,
J.P.?
What, Glenn? Yeah, I'm looking at some set list to see what I want to do. I want to do something that'll translate to everyone and plus that I can throw something commentary in. And you know what? Today,
yeah,
I think I want to try Maybe you should put in a joke with me today.
All right, yeah, that's not bad. Yeah,
we'll put Glenn on the spot for once.
Right, exactly.
I'm looking through, try to find a song that translates to everybody, something like that.
Okay.
Like Brown Eyed Girl or something just nice and easy that you can throw something in there with me.
Sure. Do you want to hold the microphone for him? We have your guest.
Oh,
by the
there's
way,
yeah, there's my drummer Justin, man. Yeah, so I've been touring, you know, kind of like a one man show, acoustic guitar and vocals, and then you know, in the middle of a song, I can just stop playing guitar and say something funny,
right,
launch right back into where I started,
right.
And so it's been, I've had a few drummers throughout the years, and I've had main bands, you know, because I can sing like an angel, but I'm just kidding. Why are you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay, but. So I've had
seemed like a California angel.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what that means.
No, well, there's the baseball team. Actually, the Los Angeles Angels.
Oh, okay. I thought there was something going on with that Hilton Hotel thing we were talking about on the
Yeah, he's got
time.
A logo that looks like the Hilton Hotel. Instead, it's for a skateboard company or something?
Yeah, it's called Hurley Buddy. It's Hurley Buddy. So I'm trying to explain to Glenn what's going on, and Glenn's like, that reminds me of the Hilton. And we were just talking about that porn star, and I asked him a question, and he didn't answer. So that's good stuff.
Right,
good stuff.
Right. Hey, wait. Someone wants to talk to you. Hi, do you have a question for JP? No, never mind. They don't want to talk to you. They just hung up on
you. You know what? And thank you. That's the first part of my song right there. That whole dial tone. It's called Dial Tone Thank You.
Dial Tone Thank You right there. That's the starter.
You could be my producer at this rate. Tell you what. So, anyways, I found a drummer, and he's a touring drummer, and he plays primarily like what my mom would call heavy metal, or you know, kind of like heavier stuff, rock and roll, just straight, you know, a little bit of screaming in there.
Right.
So I found him, and he actually can keep his head up, and I can play a song, and in the middle of the song, stop dead on his tracks with me. And then when I'm blinking and I say something about somebody, and then I don't even have to look over, I can launch back into the song, and he's right there, right on top of it. It's perfect. It works great, and we can still rock out a song, and at the same time, get it done.
So you're like Abbott and Costello. You're Costello. He's the straight man.
Well, hold on now. Which one? There's a chubby one now. Which one?
No, you're not chubby.
I'm telling you what. I've been working out. I told you about this already.
No, but he was the fun. Oh, forget the whole thing.
Oh, gee. So long story short, though, Glenn was looking at my drummer because he's got these cool touring earrings, and you know the ones that make your earlobes really big?
Yeah.
Like if you took his earring out, you could see through it.
Right.
Maybe you could
throw it as a frisbee. What are you talking about?
Shoot a deer.
Yeah, it's target practice.
Yeah, so Poor Justin. It was hard. But one time he came over to my girlfriend's house, and her mother is a very staunch Republican.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, though, she's an instigator like me.
Yeah.
So I'm on the other side of the fence, but we get along great, and we like to have little conversations. So she knows that I'm going to say something funny, and I know she is, but Justin didn't. So Justin comes in the house, and she asks him what those ears are. I'm like, well, he was in the Peace Corps in Africa. Those are perfectly reasonable earrings, Nana. And Justin starts freaking out, and he laughs, and he puts his head down, and Nana started asking about his ears and if he was okay, and they had a doctor visit, and it was some kind of one of those diseases. But Justin never recovered from that situation with Nana.
I could see that. But this is what we're going to do. We got a minute and a half. We're going to take it right to the end of the show, if you don't mind, JP. We're going to go right into ABC News. Here's JP with a classic song.
Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. Usually we play something like Sweet Home Alabama. And I'll see you guys at the Pewter Mug. Glenn, thanks for having me here, man.
No problem, no.
Yeah. And I even started yet, and I might sing a song, and I might talk about your mom, but it's nothing personal. I haven't even started Sweet Home Alabama yet, Glenn. I'll tell you what, man. Oh, now, sweet home. Alabama, sweet home, sweet home, Alabama, where the skies aren't so low. Sweet home, Alabama, glad I'm coming home to you.
Just an excerpt, ladies and gentlemen, of J.P. Shaggy and his performance with his drummer here. And he's going to be when are you going to be at the Pewter Mug? Real quick.
November 7th, we're at two big shows at the Pewter Mug. Saturday, November 7th is their 30th anniversary party. And then once again for their Christmas party, which is a huge blowout, Saturday, December 19th. So it's a two-night stand back here in Watertown, New York, where I originally went to JCC, Glenn. I'll throw that
wow,
in
a lot of local connections
I
here.
Wanted to make sure you heard that, but didn't have time to ask me any questions about it in your last 20 seconds.
No, no, by all means. Listen, JP, it's a pleasure, and thanks for coming down.
Thanks a lot,
it worked
man.
Out that way, and your drummer. We got to get into ABC News right now. We're a little late. AM 1240, WE10, Watertown. Listen, folks, we'll be seeing you tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Now, ABC News.
Consumer spending is starting to come back. As expected, September sales held up well at